These readings talk about two different things. One is the expectation and longing of some future salvation. And all of those older people in the scriptures, Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, but even the people before them, they were saluting from afar, he says. With their longing and with their faith, they somehow were offering the sacrifice of Passover centuries before Passover ever began. So they were anticipating by looking forward in faith and trusting in God, even though they didn't have anywhere near the signs that we have. And then in the gospel, Jesus says, don't be afraid. The Father is pleased to give you the kingdom now. So in the one sense, we have these people who, without any signs, are already believing in their own small way. And then we have the fullness of that reality in Christ. And that author to the letter of the Hebrews is writing, you know, probably 40 or 50 years after Christ. And he's saying, we have that now. We're not looking for it in the future, but it's already here. So what does that require of us? Well, that whole gospel passage starts out with, don't be afraid, the Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. So we're not people longing in some distant way for salvation. It's already there. It's already been won for us, given to us by Jesus' act on the cross. So our Christian morality is a response. It's not a plea. We're not acting in certain ways so that God will love us. We are acting in certain ways because God loves us. We're not trying to get God's attention or appease God's anger or any of those kind of pagan views of reality. No, for Christians, it's already a done deal. We're singing the victory song. But the victory song is sung by our deeds, by our response to that. And so the good and faithful servant is the one who is giving him or herself to the project generously and open-heartedly. And when the master does come, and that's Christ coming at the end of time, and sees those faithful servants busy about offering themselves, busy about the project, being generous and taking care of the other people in the household, taking care of the poor, then they will be blessed. But the one who sits on this and says, okay, it's assured, so I don't have to do anything, I'm just going to lay around, that person will perhaps not receive salvation in the end. It's our response to the salvation already given. Now, Jesus also says, lighten your load. Get rid of some of this stuff you have. Get rid of some of the finances that you have and be generous to the poor. Now, lightening your load, you know, when a ship is going down, they start dumping stuff off to lighten the load, you know. And there's something about Christians that always have to be dumping stuff because we collect things we don't need. We collect things that we begin to, like the rest of the world, think that is a means to salvation. You know, I am what I own. I am what I have collected. And Jesus is always telling us, dump that stuff. Get rid of that. Don't identify yourself with that. Identify yourself with me. You see, salvation is our union with Christ. And Christ, who had nowhere to lay his head, who owned nothing, gives us the example of what God is like. God is the one who is always free, absolutely free, because he's not clinging to anything. Jesus is not clinging to his, you know, ego. His ego can't be wounded. He is so confident in the love of the Father that he can't be hurt. And so when they're spitting at him and beating him, he's not complaining. He can't be hurt. Even death on the cross, the last words, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." Well, this is radical stuff, and you know, most of us feel incapable of doing that, but we also know that that's our destiny, that that's our identity. And so the more we become like that, the freer we become, the more we experience salvation now. I want to say a few words this morning about the collection that's coming next week for Catholic Charities. The bishop made a tape, and I'm not going to make you listen to that. But he tells a couple of heartwarming stories about the way that Catholic Charities has helped people. But we know about a lot of that, so there's no real reason to repeat that, I think. But I want to give you a little bit of history here. Catholic Charities really began with the St. Joseph Orphanage in Abilene. And all of the diocese's generosity to the poor in that organized way began at Abilene. And then it moved to Salina, and there was a St. Joseph Orphanage in Salina, and Catholic Charities was housed in the same building and everything. But over the decades, they gradually sold off that land at Abilene. This is just north of I-70, where there's a couple of hotels and Brookville Hotel chicken dinner thing. Can't remember what it's called. Well, anyway, gradually as they sold off all that property for pretty good prices, Catholic Charities was supported by that. So the diocese never bothered us with an annual collection. Catholic Charities was doing fine. But now that land's all gone. And so at about the same time that we ran out of our endowment, which was that land, the needs multiplied. And Catholic Charities, which used to only have an office in Salina, now has a very active office in Manhattan. They have one in Hayes, and they have one in Colby. So it's spread out, costs more money to maintain all of that, but government services have decreased at the same time that the needs have increased, and so we've just been burdened with a real problem. And so out of the two collections of the year that Bishop Weisenberger is most encouraging us to be generous to, this is one of them. He has sort of taken it upon himself to make this one of his major things, to shore up Catholic Charities and to see that as our main avenue of generosity to the poor. So next week, there will be envelopes in your pews, and you can either put those in the collection next week or you can take them home and bring them back the next week. We ask also, and I'll remind you next week, make your checks payable to Catholic Charities, not to Thomas More. Make the checks to Catholic Charities, and please be generous to that campaign.